Hi, this is Gary Davis from Rockshire Records, and today we'll be talking to some members of a new group called Alcatraz. If England, Sweden, Long Island, Ohio, and Connecticut sound like they're all mixed into one, that's basically what makes up this group. First of all, we have Jimmy Waldo, born in Cincinnati, who's now become a member of Alcatraz. Welcome, Jimmy, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I was born in Cincinnati. And raised most of my life, I guess, back in Ohio, West Virginia. Spent some time in North Carolina and ended up in Boston for about 12 years and then moved on to L.A. and was in the music business in all those states.
In the music business, notoriety came a few years back when you were with a group in New England. And from there, what happened until you came part of Alcatraz?
New England was together for about 5 or 6 years, and it was a good band. Just difference in direction musically. So myself and the bass player basically left the band and decided to move to Los Angeles. Came to L.A. and met up with Graham. And Graham was in the process, you know, had an idea and a direction for a band, and we decided to get together.
Okay, your musical talents had to start at some place. Were your parents into music, or how did you basically start being interested in music and then become...
We always had a piano in the house, so from the time I was crawling around the floor, my mother played piano, so you know, I was always banging around the keys, crawling up on the piano bench and make noise. And then Elvis Presley, I think he was probably my biggest influence before I actually started playing, you know, back when Hound Dog and all that stuff came on the radio. I heard that, and it just took over. I said, oh, this is happening. So I guess he was basically my biggest, you know, thing to get me going, to really want to play music rather than just listen to it.
And how did you become a member of Alcatraz?
Well, like I said, I moved to L.A. from Boston, and I did a few auditions with some other people, and nothing was really up my alley as far as I just want to play really melodic, heavy rock and roll. And, you know, commercial, but again, lean, you know, a little on the heavy side. And Graham had just come from a couple of different, from Rainbow and Michael Schenker, and he was looking to put a band together, you know, himself, rather than being a part of someone else's band. And so we talked, and it seemed like the perfect, you know, we were both wanted the same thing out of the music business and out of music and writing songs and so on. So it worked out great.
You say you want the same thing out of the music business. Tell me about that.
I want a career, which I guess everybody wants, you know, some kind of security, and as you know, financially, as well as working with people you enjoy working with and have that last. And feel that you're in with a group of people that you know is not going to be a fly-by-night thing, or like, well, we're going to fire this guy next week and get a guy to replace him. After talking to Graham, it was obvious he wanted the same thing. So this band is, you know, everybody in the band is looking for the same thing, which is, you know, some future, and with a band with some depth to it, you know, musically.
Describe your music.
I'd say basically it's just real good, high-energy, melodic rock and roll. That's the best way I know how to describe it. I'd say with like the English, you know, the early 70s English overtone. You know, it was a very European and English vibe to the music because of the players and writers involved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very good. I like that.
That was good.
All right, there we go. Give that boy the clap.
All right, Gary, Jimmy was talking about the fact that he came to Los Angeles with a bass player.
Uh-huh.
That bass player must be you.
Yeah, that's me.
So give us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in Connecticut, played in high school bands, you know, played at local TV shows and played at high schools, all that. And I moved to Boston to go to the Berklee School of Music and dropped out and moved to London because no one wanted to play any kind of music I wanted to play, which was heavy rock. So I went to London for a couple of years, played in some English groups, played with some guys from the Spooky Tooth and some guys who are now in the Scorpions and things like that. And came back to the States, and at that point I met Jimmy and some of the guys who later became New England. And basically ping-ponging between Boston and Los Angeles and London and all that.
What's your feeling about being in those bands and then coming together with like a band where it seems that you guys are all meshing and got to a point where you all believe in the same kind of music? What's your feeling of band and describe what your music is?
Well, it's great to be in a band that was a solidarity of everyone agrees on what kind of music we should be doing, what direction we should do. Everyone agrees on everything. My last few bands I've been in, people, there's always somebody disagrees. And this group is a great democracy. And the way we work is very cool in that everyone has an opinion and everything gets aired, and we have no major problems like most groups have. And when you've got those kind of problems, the group always breaks up, and people go, wow, the group was great, what happened? And that's the reason. There's always those inside conflicts. So it just feels great to not have that conflict in this group.
If you're going to put a label on your sound, what would you call it?
Sound of the group?
Yeah.
Heavy rock. Heavy English style rock.
All right. And of course, in every band, you need a good bottom. And you need somebody to drive that band. The drummer comes with a vast experience of playing, and his name is Jan Uvina. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jan.
Well, Gary, I was born in Huntington, Long Island, and grew up there all my life. Went to school there, went to college there, CW Post College, studied music in school. I ended up leaving New York with a guitar player named Harvey Mandel. And that's how I ended up in California, playing in the Harvey Mandel band. And I've stayed here ever since. I've been here for 9 years.
You've been in a lot of different bands. You've played on some albums that were platinum and so on. And now you're in a new group. What's your assessment and the difference between the bands you played in before and now?
Well, I think the major point is that I'm part of this group, and I feel this is my band as well as I'm their drummer. It's much better that way for me. It's not like working for an Alice Cooper or a Bonnie Pointer or a Stephen Stills. They're great gigs and played a lot of different kinds of music, but I just feel great to be a part of a musical entity. And I hope it becomes successful, and I'll be part of it.
So you're saying what is something starting from the beginning, to have a concept where you basically start makes you feel that you're part of the band rather than joining one, and gives you the idea that you can take your input and put it where you want it?
Absolutely. And everything I do is for me. It's for myself. All the energy that I put into Alcatraz, whether it be going to see a disc jockey or a radio or a record store or practicing or writing or whatever, it ends up being for myself, as opposed to doing it for, you know, a main focal point, like what I'm talking about, being a side man as opposed to being a part of a group.
So if you were going to describe this band next to all the other bands you've played in, the thing that comes to my mind, the first thing you said is, this is my band.
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel like it's the right thing. It came along, and the music that we play is absolutely right for me. It's got all the ingredients of all the things that I like in music. Rock and roll, melody, background vocals, commercialism, heaviness, non-commercial. It's all wrapped up.
You sound like a good speaker, so why don't you introduce a guitar player?
I'd love to introduce a guitar player.
You're on the spot.
This guy
here.
There
he goes.
This guy here drives me nuts sometimes. Because he's probably the youngest musical virtuoso I've ever met in my whole career. He's 20 years old. His name is Yngwie Malmsteen. He's from Stockholm, Sweden. And
it's pretty good.
He's probably one of the better guitar players on the planet at the moment, if not the best.
At 20 years old, at least he's on the planet.
He's out there sometimes.
Okay. Yngwie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Basically, I'm born in Stockholm, Sweden. And as far as music goes, my mother gave me a guitar on my 5th birthday, but I didn't really play it or anything like that before. I saw Jimi Hendrix on TV, and that turned me on a lot, you know. So I picked the guitar down. I was like 7 or 8 years old by then, and then I started playing. And after a couple of years, started playing in local bands and stuff like everybody else. And later on, I formed my own band. It was called Rising Force. We recorded some stuff with CBS that never got released, but it was kind of the biggest thing you could do in Sweden, actually, because Sweden is not a very good country for musicians. So in early 83, actually February 83 this year, I moved to Los Angeles to join another band and record an album with them. And I wasn't very happy with that, so I started to... At the same time, as I got a lot of offers and stuff, I also wanted to get out of that band, you know, to be in a something better situation. And this turned out to be the best thing, actually.
How did you come about meeting all these crazy guys?
Well,
<That's crazy>.
It was the manager of this band, Andy Truman. He called me up one morning after a gig I had, and he said that he wanted me to come down to the rehearsal place and audition or whatever you want to call it. And just happened what had happened, you know?
Mm. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Which comes to the part of the band that everybody always gets interested in, somebody who sings and somebody who's pretty well known. We're talking about Graham Bonnet, who has a great track record. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Graham, and I know that you're just the proud father of two twin girls, so you're not only putting a band together at one time, you're putting a family together here, so why don't you take it?
Well, I'm glad you changed the sex of one of my kids. No, it's a boy and a girl.
That's even better.
I love it. Get out of here, Greg. Well, you want my background, where I started and all that sort
sure.
of stuff? Okay. Well, basically, what people in this country remember is me from Rainbow, from a song called Since You've Been Gone. Then I joined the Michael Schenker Band. This is about 1981, 82. And then from there, this happened. But I don't think the American public know what I did way back in 68, so I can't sort of say anything about that just now, because there's lots of stuff I did before I moved over to America.
Yeah, you've had the opportunity to sing with a lot of bands, I know, and a lot of people have requested you.
Yeah.
But there comes a time where it seems that you've taken the stand and you made the move to create a group which you felt would be the right thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to that point, and how do you feel about this band, and describe what you feel the music is? And
yeah, well, what I was going to do, actually, I didn't really want to get into a band situation again. This is about a year ago, after I was slightly thrown out of the Michael Schenker Band, to put it nicely. I wanted to do something on my own, you know, like a solo album again. But Andy Truman, our manager, the group's manager, said, well, get a band together and let's try and do something again, like the sort of Rainbow, Michael Schenker, etc. kind of thing. And I think what we're doing now is very much like the Michael Schenker, the Rainbow situation, but I think it's better. I think what we've got going for us, which everybody else has said, there's melody and it's also a heavy band. And I think when people see us play live, it'll be more heavy than the actual album. You know, the album is like it's a production, okay? But I think when people see us play live, they'll enjoy it much more than the album. I think there'll be a lot more going on stage.
So if you're going to describe yourself and your band, what would you say?
I don't know. I hate putting things into a category. We can say heavy metal, we can say middle of the road, etc., etc. But I think this band, I keep saying this, is the thinking man's heavy metal. We're not Def Leppard, we're not Quiet Riot. Was something just that bit better,
so
I think.
You're saying you're a band with your own style?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very much so.
You guys have just finished a video, which has knocked me out.
That's great. I'm glad you like that, by the way.
Why don't you tell everybody about the video and the concept of
okay,
it?
Okay, well, the video was, I went over to Hawaii to do some shots on the beach. Me alone, it was so wonderful. I left the rest of the band over here. They were so jealous. They hate me. They're going to kill me. Yeah, they're going to hang me later, right? But I went over to Hawaii and did some little shots on the beach with nice-looking girls, etc., etc. The sea, the beach, da-dam, da-dam. We shot the thing over about 3-4 days, I guess, wasn't it? I think it's about 3-4 days,
yeah.
The whole thing. So I did, for the 10 seconds that you see on the video, there was 10 hours work. Of me in Hawaii with those girls. Then we came over to do some stuff on a soundstage, the Alcatraz set, in fact. It's hard work doing a video. It's hard, you know, I'm sure that the rest of the band would agree, it must be really hard to be an actor because there's so much hanging around. We were hanging around all day. I was doing lots of shots on this thing, and the rest of the guys were sitting in the whatever, in the toilet, or you know, just eating or something, you know. It's real hard work. But what am I saying here?
We're talking about the video.
Okay, that's it. You must remember I'm English, and today was somebody's birthday, and I'm slightly out of it. But anyway, have you seen this photograph? Let me show you a photograph.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yes,
one more question.
Okay.
Most people, when they get into music and they try to put a band together, there's certain ingredients. The one feel I get from this band, which being in a studio and working with guys too is the fact that there's a lot of camaraderie there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of feel that this band's going to make it and they're going to stay together. Yeah. When you first put the band together, what did you do to put it together, and how did you decide on which guys would be a part of the band?
It was a lot of hard work. We every day we were down here in Rockshire in the production thing down the road there in the room rehearsing different drummers, different guitarists, etc., etc. And we recorded every rehearsal. And eventually we decided that Jan Uvina was really terrible, so we used him now. Because he was in a bad band. He was in Alice Cooper's band, so we decided to use him. No, but he passed the audition. I didn't, but he did. It was more or less like that. We're really looking for a good guitarist. We had a guy from Paul McCartney's band, who I can't remember the name of.
I can't either. I don't want to remember.
Yeah, I mean, Paul McCartney, you know, Wings and all that sort of stuff. An established, you know, respectable band, etc., etc. But the guy came along and played for us, but it wasn't right. Then we heard about Yngwie, and he just walked in, and he just had to walk in. He didn't even have to, you know, play anything. You know?
You could just feel it.
It was just a vibe going there. And as soon as he put his Marshalls up and, you know, it was there. The guy was perfect. The whole band, to me now, is so perfect. I can't tell you. I'm so pleased what's going on now. The whole sound of this band. And this first album is nothing to what's going to come out later. Because I'd like to do something from my point of view, not singing so, you know, up in the gods all the time.
I'd like to hear that too.
Yeah, but I I know, because I know what you're about. Love him. Get out of here, guy. But you see, people like to hear from me high notes and all that kind of stuff, because that's what I've sort of been known for over the years from Rainbow and from Michael Schenker and stuff. But I like to sing in a sort of a medium key, and I think some of the tracks on the album are in fact there, like Queen of Corey and Bigfoot. They're really low-key sort of songs. But I like, in the future, to do some more like that. And I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you guys. And remember, flip this record over and listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.